Okay, so we'll take a few Rambans. Somebody asked me a good question on the Ramban and on Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayera Be'enov. Okay, Vayera Be'enov. So the Pasuk says that... Vayera Be'enov, yeah. It's in Perek Memches. After, in the middle of the bracha, after Hamalach Golos Mikorah, Vaya Yosef Ki Yosh Yisaviv Yadimin Al Rosh Ephraim Vayera Be'enov. Okay, Vayismoch Yadaviv Lahasar Asom Al Rosh Ephraim Al Rosh Menashe. Okay, so he tried to move his father's hands. So the Ramban says Vayera Be'enov. So Ramban says Ula Yosef Hayoev Es Menashe Yoser. Ba'avur HaYosef B'chor, l'chein charalo. So I said, maybe he liked him better, and that's why he was upset. So, I mean, pashtasi means that he wanted the Ikar bracha to go to him. Okay, so he was upset, so he wanted to switch it. But the Ramban says, v'anochon be'enai, he says, the real pshat is, ki choshav sheto oviv bohem, that he thought that his father made a mistake. V'imhoisa birchoso bivlidas, and if his bracha was without das, lo tovo birchoso aleim, his bracha will not come upon them, ki einena baruch hakodesh karoi, because it's not with ruach hakodesh as it should be. V'kashya amalo yadati b'ni yadati, so in his pious, so the Ramban says, because he answered him, he says, what happened, I lost the place, okay. Yeah, he says, he answered him back, says, Yadati b'ni yadati. So the answer was that, Rakasha, where is that? Just a second. Yeah. Right. Vayomi yasva lov lochein ovi kizeb chosim mincha rosho, ayimoyin ovayomi yadati b'ni yadati. So apparently what the Ramban is saying is that Yaakov Avinu's answer was he understood what Yosef was troubled about, that he's doing it without das, so it won't be a real bracha. So he answered him, he said, Yadati bini yadati, I know. That's what the Ramban is saying, that the answer is appropriate because Yaakov, understood what was bothering Yosef. What was bothering him was that if the bracha, if he made a mistake, so the bracha is with lidas, so the bracha will not come true because it's not with Ruach HaKodesh Karoi. So the simple interpretation is that he didn't know who was on the right, who was on the left. He got mixed up. So it's Bivlidas, and a bracha can't conquer Roy. The only question is, what do you do with Yitzchak Avinu? What? There was Ruach HaKodesh. Ramban says if you don't have knowledge, the Ruach HaKodesh is not Karoi. So by Yitzchak, the brachos were given to Yaakov, but Yitzchak thought it was Esav. So it was Bivli Das. So it's, the Ruach HaKodesh is not Karoi. So how can it become a Kuyam? Right? Good question, huh? It's a good question. you could say because Yaakov really had the Bechora, so the Bracha was intended for the Bechor. So that was good enough. That was enough das. Even though he didn't know who it was, but it was, the bracha was to the one that has the bechorah. To the one that has the bechorah. Okay. That's a good answer, yeah?
Good.
Like, no, the Agam Baruch Yeh means he saw later it was Mekuyim, that it was given with Ruach HaKodesh. He was Mekuyim it later. In other words, when Esav came to him, so he said, he says, Gam Baruch Yeh. In other words, it's too late, because it was given with Ruach HaKodesh. So he knew it was given with Ruach HaKodesh Karoi. But the Ramban here is saying that if you're lacking Das, it's not given with Ruach HaKodesh Karoi. Okay? But I think it means something different. I think there's another answer here. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I understand that, but there's no das there because he really had a complete misconception of who was supposed to get the bracha. He thought it was Esav. So it still is troubling. You say so in abstract, he meant the right one. But that's bivli das. It still is lacking in das. It's hard to get around that problem.
He also asked who it was. It was.
That's correct. He asked who it is, and he got the wrong answer. And he got the wrong answer. Yes. See, the pshat is like this, that the reason, it doesn't mean that he has to know everything. It means that Ruach HaKodesh is really Nevuah. And Nevuah can't be shore on a person if their das is not completely involved. It doesn't make any difference which hands. It's not that he has to know that the Menashe is in the right hand, and this is the one I'm doing with my right hand, and he's Ephraim's in the left hand. I mean, it's reverse, of course. It's not a locha in the kavana. You know what I mean? In kavana, but it is the Ruach HaKodesh is what makes the bracha, not his kavana. Okay, so the Ruach HaKodesh, creates the bracha, and the makabel is what really makes the bracha become a kuyum. The main thing is the makabel of the bracha, the one that receives the bracha. So it's not that he infuses the bracha with Ruach HaKodesh into the person with the right hand that he's going to get ikar bracha. And if he switches his hands, it's going to lack in the whole maisa of the bracha. That's not what it means. On the surface, it sounds like that's what he's saying. If that's what he's saying, then there's really almost no answer for Yitzchak. Okay? But what he means is that a person who is in the state of Ruach HaKodesh is a person who's in the state of complete Chachma. You see? And if he's not in the state of complete Chachma, so then Ruach HaKodesh can't be Shura on him. Okay? So since it's the right way to use the right hand for the primary one that's Mavara, that's going to receive the bracha, and he wasn't doing that, so it looked like his das was not completely involved in what he was doing. If his das is not completely involved in what he's doing, so then Ruach HaKodesh can't be Shora, and he can't be the source of the bracha. The bracha will not come into existence. Okay? But by Yitzchak and Yaakov, it's a different story over there. Over there, he was completely involved in the bracha. As a matter of fact, that's why I said, Havim Matamim, so his emotions should be in a good condition, and his das and his whole being should be in the proper frame of mind in order to give the bracha. There was no problem with that. The only thing over there was that he was living with an illusion all his life. It wasn't something that was lacking a b'shas bracha, but he made a mistake all his life, because all his life he thought that Esav was a tzaddik. That was a mistake, okay? But at the time of the giving of the bracha, his intellectual energies were not compromised, you see. He was fully involved, fully engaged. And that's why I had a mistake all his life. That's, everybody makes mistakes. I mean, he made a mistake. He's only a human being, made a mistake. He thought that Esav was a tzaddik, and he wasn't a tzaddik. But b'shas bracha, there was nothing lacking in terms of his involvement of his das, you see. So Ruach HaKodesh was fine over there. Gam Baruch Yia, you see. But over here, what Yosef was concerned about was that he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not involved. He doesn't care. He's not involved to do the details of the bracha properly, because there is an appropriate way. It is appropriate to put the amin to the ikra one that's the receiver of the bracha, and he's not doing that, so it means his das is not really fully involved. That's what the Ramban means. Okay, just wanted to mention. That's a good question. All right. In other words, it's not that he crossed his hands. Obviously, he crossed his hands was an intentional thing, as Donnie's mentioning. You're right about that. But why did he cross his hands? Because he was making a mistake. He thought that the bachar was on his left. Okay, so that's why Yosef told him, Lo, lo chenevik, yizeh b'chor, simi mincha al rosho. So he's not taking care to look. I mean, it called him mizoken, but he's not really involved intellectually to make sure that he sees what he's doing. So So he's not involved enough in the bracha, you see. You're right. Switching the hands is not something that happens accidentally, carelessly. He intentionally switched the hands, but the carelessness was that Yosef thought was that he's not taking enough time and effort to find out who the Bechor is. And that's why he thinks that this one's the Bechor. He should have looked into it more carefully. And you see, intellectually, he's not involved. That's what the Ramban means. Okay, good point. I mean, it could be, I mean, that Yosef thought that Yaakov, one of them looked older, he thought that's the Bechor. You know, just practically. But Yosef objected because that's not a rational way to go about a bracha, to just rely on superficial appearance, you see.
Okay,
but the bracha is with Ruach HaKodesh, and the bracha is given to the person. The person knows that the Ruach HaKodesh is offering him the bracha. He thinks into the bracha, and that is what makes the essence of the bracha into something that can become realized.
And Esav was able to do that.
What?
Esav was able to do that.
Well, that's the question. It doesn't say that Esav. It doesn't say what would have happened if Esav would have been the one.
His own bracha.
It could be also. I mean, that Esav would have been Mekabel. It could have been. He could have been a Mekabel. Could have been. I mean, like we said many times. I mean, it wasn't just Stama Russia. It wasn't just a. If it's Stama Russia, he wouldn't care what the, like Aaron Kuttler's that's all said. If it's Stama Russia, what does he care what the old man says? I mean, what value does it have? So it could be he had a moment of tshuva, and he'd be Mekabel, and he'd be Mekabel. But how it would work out later wouldn't be good. Okay? The main idea is there is a phenomenon of Ruach HaKodesh, a phenomenon of Nevuah. How exactly Nevuah works, I mean, we can't.
Right,
I mean, how Nevuah, but it is, Nevuah is a force. I mean, it is a phenomenon. And the person that's omeid b'fnei divrei Nevuah and is makabel the divrei Nevuah is in a different state. And if it's not divrei Nevuah, it's not effective. It has to be divrei. Divrei Nevuah is something special. But what the Ramban is saying is that in Nevuah, and if you look at the Rambam in Nevuah, so the Rambam explains that the Nevuah, his whole body shakes, and because all his mental energies are involved in receiving the Nevuah, there's no energy left for the guf, and that's why he falls down, and he bachalom, because all his energies are wrapped up in the Nevuah. So that's what the Ramban means, really, that Ruach HaKodesh is Nevuah, so it's a lower level of Nevuah. And in order to effectuate the Ruach HaKodesh, is necessary to be in a state of Das, where the Das, the energy is in the Das. I mean, that's what he's saying. If the energy is not in the Das, then there's no Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what Yosef was concerned about. Okay, yes, Tzvi. Tzvi's right. That Esav's bracha, the bracha was personalized for him. That was the proper bracha for his personality. And that's correct. That's why he says. I mean, Yitzchak thought that Esav, that he thought he had two sons. One is the Yoshev Aholim, and his job is to be involved in metaphysical ideas and Chachma. And the other son is the successful man. I mean, the successful man of the world. So he thought that that's why the brachas, Yavducha Amim, Yishtachvacha Le'umim, the Ve'givir Lachecha, all these things were appropriate for that personality, namely Esav. And his job is to be the man of the world is a perfect... In Yitzchak's mind, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mezamein. I mean, two sons that they perfectly fit together. I mean, to be the future of Klal Yisrael, and each one had his own area of expertise, and that's what he thought. And that was his kavanah. That was a mistake, but that was his kavanah. That's why Vayechra Yitzchak Charad Gadol Ad Ma'od, because he couldn't believe that Esav was a Russia. Never thought that.
Coincidentally, the bracha that was packaged for Esav was the right bracha for Yaakov?
That's a good question. Somebody asked me that question. In other words, Mamanafshach, the bracha that was given to Esav, was that a bracha for Klal Yisrael, or was it a benefit for Klal Yisrael, or was it a detraction? Was it bad? So if you say it's a benefit, so then it should have been given before, without Esav. And if you say that it's harmful, so why should we suffer harm because of Esav? What? What was it? The bracha is v'haya kasher taru farak tulu me'alsav arecha. That's the bracha. So Yitzchak thought it looks, it seems it took a while for him to think about it, but avracha achas l'chavavi, b'cheni gam ani avi. He first said, what did he answer him? He says, and then he also told him, he said, he took everything. He said, right, the Lashon over there, he says that, in Mishmane it's a, what can I do? There's nothing left. I can't do anything. So there was nothing left in the positive, but there was a condition that he could that he could attach to the bracha. So that's what he finally did. So somebody asked, yes, that's your question. That Mamanashach, if it was good for Klal Yisrael, so it should have been part of the bracha. And if it wasn't good for Klal Yisrael, so why do we have to suffer because of Esav? You say. But yes, Aaron.
That bracha came to Nevuah as well?
Yeah, that bracha came to Nevuah as well.
That was able to pick it up just like that, under that kind of a stressful situation.
He used his chachma to work out the bracha. Apparently, he used his chachma to work out the bracha.
But that didn't just come, but that bracha was not something that he.
No, he thought of it on his own.
And it's not by
Nevuah? No, Nevuah doesn't mean it's not on your own. Ruach Kodesh doesn't mean it's not on your own. It's on your own, but you have the assistance of Ruach Kodesh. But it's not magical words coming into your head. It's on your own. So, but the bracha, but the question is the bracha good or bad? If it's good, we should have it anyways. Why do we have to wait for Esav? But the, yes.
What was Rivka?
I mean, the Rav mentioned the Birkas Avraham he always intended to give to Yaakov. That he knew that Esau's not Tam Chacham. But the brachos of Gashmias, those brachos he intended for Esau. It's very clear in the parasha. So I understand what you're asking. Okay, the main point that Rivka was concerned about was not whether I turned it off. No, it's on. It works the opposite. The main point in the that Rivka was concerned about was not about Esav. I mean, so was whether Esav will be a proper makabel or not. I mean, she couldn't know. I mean, he has bechira too. He had to hear a tshuva or whatever. But that's not the point. The point is that Yaakov would not have received the brachas because he wouldn't be there in person to receive them. Okay.
Because how is that possible?
Yeah, gam barachia. It means that he knew. He knew.
At that point, what happened? Just because somebody
he knew.
It does not imply that it wouldn't work.
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Gam Barchia means that he knew. Just a second. Rashi learns Shalotoma Ilule Sharima Yaakov Liaviv Lo Notlas Abrachas Lakach Hiskim Ubercho Midaito. Gracious Rabbi. So Gam Barchia means not that he knew, according to Rashi, not that he knew because it was with Ruach HaKadosh, but he was maskim. He said Gam Barchia because he knew that since that happened, he realized that he thought into it, and he realized that that's the way it should be. He realized that's the way it should be. At that point, he saw everything. At that point, he saw Esav, he understood everything. And so he made a mistake, and he said Gam Barchia. That's what Rashi learns. That's correct. Rashi doesn't say that. Right? I mean, maybe the Ramban says it.
Ramban says it.
That's something else. That's a different thing. Ramban is saying it was Gam Barchia means it was a new Ruach HaKodesh. Not that because he gave it in Ruach HaKodesh that that's why it has to be Mekoyim. Because he can give it Ruach HaKodesh, could be wrong. But Gam Barchia means it was another Ruach HaKodesh. Another Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah that said Gam Barchia. He knew Baruch HaKodesh that it was right. That's what I was looking for. Okay? See, that's the difference. So it's mashma that clearly, that even though a person would give a bracha with Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't necessarily mean that he gave it to the right person. Could be the wrong person. Okay, the fact that it's given with Ruach HaKodesh is no guarantee that the right person was in front of him. Okay? That's what the Ramban seems to say clearly. Correct? Because Ramban says it was a different piece of information. right? That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, I don't want to say without the Ramban, but, you know, I mean, these areas, I don't know too much about. You're good.
It's not a...
In other words, just saying, the fact that it was given with Ruach HaKadosh doesn't prove anything. And there's no simon on it. Simon does not mean the simon that's mutter. Simonim amutter. But the simonim amutter, not because they indicate what's going to transpire, but because they have a psychological effect on the person. Like, that's why on Rosh Hashanah, when you eat the mecholim, that Shana Tova. So that's why the Achronim say, that's why you say Yiratzon. The Yiratzon is to be motzi from the das that this is going to do it. Or that this is going to bring it about. No, it's only because of the Birkas Hashem. I mean, not because of the... What? The Ne'iri mentions that. Oh, very good. I mean, in his time also they said Yiratzon. It goes back that far, I didn't know. The Ne'iri, okay. Thank you. The Ne'iri.
Rabbi?
Very good. From a Drush Shel Shame, she received the Nevoah. That Alom Alom Yamatz. He never received that Nevoah. So he didn't know, and he wasn't able to know the mind of his son. He wasn't psychologically able to do that. Yes.
She never shared that Nevoah with him, you're saying?
No, she couldn't. The Rav spoke. You know, the Rav mentioned Hamak Davar speaks about it, I think. That there were two different personalities, and she knew she couldn't, he wouldn't accept it.
That was the idea of the veil, I think.
Yeah. That's what Hamak Davar says over there, right. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, that we don't have the right idea of Ruach HaKodesh, because we look at it like magic. But Ruach HaKodesh is a part of the person. He is a performer with his own will, and the Ruach HaKodesh is an Ezer. And it's not that Ruach HaKodesh comes down on a Shemayim on him. It's not the way it works. It means it's a part of him. It's a part of him. It's an expression of his pure level of chachma. That's what Ruach HaKodesh is. It's not an extraneous phenomenon. That's why it doesn't guarantee anything, and a person can do something with Ruach HaKodesh and be wrong.
Could
say it with Ruach HaKodesh and then be wrong, be a mistake.
And
if the Makabal puts his mental energies into the Nevuah, into the Ruach HaKodesh, at that moment, at that time, that he reaches a different level. But you need that situation. It's a situation. You need a situation of Ruach HaKodesh. But then you're right, it's a good example. It's good. I mean, in the Vuah, it's always going to be true. Yeah, that's true. It's going to be true. In the Vuah, it's always going to be true. But in the Ruach HaKodesh, it's a part of the performance of the person. Part of the performance. But it doesn't necessarily mean everything is true.
So what's the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and the Vuah?
Yes, you could say that. I mean, we're not studying the area now, but the Rambam, what did the Brisk Rav say? If you want to see Ruach HaKodesh, just take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam could not have been written without Ruach HaKodesh. The Yad HaChazaka. It's beyond human ability. But it doesn't mean the Ram never made a mistake. I mean, it doesn't mean take out all the rivets.
He himself made it.
Yeah. Yeah, the question of Esav. See, I think, and Chazal mentioned that the bracha that Esav received is really as a benefit to Klal Yisrael. Because Voyakasha Tarid Ufarakto Lomeal Savarecha. So it means that really saved Klal Yisrael. The fact that Esav of Russia, tormented us, and when we strayed from the Torah, was a force to make Klal Yisrael go back to the Torah. And it's a protection. But I think the answer, so then it is a good thing. So then why do we have to wait for Esav? But I think the answer to that question is that there are things that are brought about in different manners. Like, you see, there are certain things are a law, like a bris becomes a law. Vetna brisi beni venecha. So it becomes a law. Other things are contingent upon the constant hashgacha. You see? There are different ways in which things are fulfilled. So if Esav would not have received that bracha, so, of course, if it's for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has to continue to exist, so the Ashgacha would intervene and would bring about the same results, you see. Would it be exactly the same in every case? I can't answer that question. But since Esav asked for the bracha, and Yitzchak thought into the bracha, and at that point he knew Yaakov and Esav well, So he made it into the form, fixed form of law of a bracha. It's a good thing, but of course it's a painful thing, but it's a good thing for Klal Yisrael. But Yitzchak thought into it, and he made it into a bracha. What would have happened if he wouldn't have done that? It wouldn't have been a bracha. It would have been subject to the hashgacha at the time, the constant hashgacha. Does that mean it will be exactly the same, identical, or different? I can't answer these questions. I mean, that I can't answer. But it will be through a different vehicle. Different vehicle. Abay Shluch Lamakam. It's a different type of a format, a different type of a causal situation. Different cause. Yes. That's the benefit of the bracha. You're right. That's correct. The benefit of the bracha is that you're right, that Esav received the bracha. Because otherwise he wouldn't have received it, and Klal Yisrael would have had the same effect through other means. You're absolutely right. I mean, absolutely, 100%. That's correct. That's exactly right. Exactly right. But as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, it would have been exactly the same. I mean, I can't, it's hard to say. But I mean, but you're right. That was the benefit of the bracha, was that Esav, that Yitzchak gave the bracha to Esav, and he benefited from the bracha. But Klal Yisrael would have received, but it wouldn't have been Esav. Would not have been the beneficiary of it. That's exactly right.